Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, December 12th, 2019. Until now, the urban development vacancy directly next to the Berlin House of Representatives in Mitte has only been used as a car park. This will soon be a thing of the past, however. As announced by the Federal Office for Building and Regional Planning, or BBR, on Tuesday, the new administrative building for the Ministry of the Environment is to be built there. What it will look like, however, is still open, as the jury has awarded two first prizes. In the planning competition for the federal property, two different architectural firms were awarded a first prize for their designs. The competition for the property south of Leipziger Platz included both the building planning and the design of the outdoor facilities. The new admin building will provide around 29,600 square meters of usable space for offices, a canteen, a conference center, and a media and information center. Jury Chairman Professor Annette Maud-Jopien stated that the different concepts and the high quality of the designs submitted did not make the decision easy for the jury. The results will now be evaluated in the course of the subsequent negotiation procedure with the aim of commissioning one of the two prize winners. The Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or BVLG, want to turn their taxi competitor, Berl Kunig, from a project to a permanent offer. CEO Sigrid Nikuta remarked on Wednesday to the Berliner Zeitung, quote, "Our goal is to make it a regular BVLG service. There is a desire for the black minibuses to be operated throughout the entire city area as part of the, quote, services of general interest. Whether this will happen, however, will be up to the Senate to decide." In February, the city government had decided to entrust the BVLG with local transport in the capital from 2020 to 2035. According to Nikuta, talks are now underway as to whether the Berl Kunig will be included in the new transport contract. Berl Kunig's digital on-call transport service has been running since September 2018, and currently there are 150 vehicles with either diesel or electric engines with a deployment area in the eastern inner city of Berlin. BVLG is also negotiating with the Traffic Administration to expand the area during the project phase. Instead of only being allowed to drive in the eastern city center, Berl Kunig is to be introduced in the west to the exhibition center and in the east to the zoo. According to the findings of the consumer organization Food Watch presented in Berlin yesterday, about one in three mandatory inspections in Germany fail because the supervisory authorities lack personnel. As reported by Welt and Bayerischer Rundfunk, in 2018 alone, about a quarter of a million of the planned visits to restaurants, snack bars, and food manufacturers had not taken place. Foodwatch asked the 400 or so authorities responsible for hygiene controls at the municipal level about their staffing levels and the number of inspections they carried out. Per the results of the survey, more than 50 offices in Germany did not even manage half of the specified controlled visits. The authorities in Berlin and Bremen were particularly understaffed. There, more than half of the planned company visits were canceled. Foodwatch describes the situation in Berlin as, quote, catastrophic, and that the district mayors are responsible for the blatant understaffing in the food inspection departments. Foodwatch managing director Martin Rucker explained, quote, the best inspectors cannot control against so much political failure. However, more staff alone would not solve the problems in Berlin. The organization called on Consumer Protection Senator Dirk Behrendt to quickly introduce the transparency system he had announced and urged that all results of official controls must be made public. Director Rucker added, quote, "The authorities are massively violating the regulations designed to protect consumers. The consumer protection level desired by German federal and state governments is systematically missed. This leads to competitive disadvantages for businesses that operate in a clean manner." The steel column erected by the artists' collective Zentrum für politische Schönheit, or ZPS, within the site of the Reichstag building in Berlin must be removed, according to information provided by the responsible district administration. Per City Councilor Sabine Weisler of the Mitte District Office, a deadline of December 20th was set for those responsible to remove the column. If not, the district office will then remove it, which has been set in concrete, an action that was not permitted by authorities. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, the Artists Collective, known for its controversial actions, set up the column last Monday opposite the Reichstag, initially without a concrete foundation. Shortly thereafter, there had been fierce criticism of their actions because the collective claimed that the steel column contained ashes from victims of Nazi mass murders. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.